We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. It's 70 degrees. The U.S. House of Representatives expected to hold two members of President Trump's cabinet in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas.
Contempt citations for Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will amount to mostly symbolism. A criminal contempt vote sends a referral to the Justice Department. U.S. attorneys are unlikely to prosecute the sitting attorney general. Still, it would be the second contempt vote for Barr. House Democrats are already taking him to court for testimony about the special counsel's Russia report. Today's vote is over Barr and Ross refusing to provide additional information about the administration's efforts to include a citizenship question on the census. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man on a bicycle led Wichita police on a chase.
It happened early Sunday morning in the area of Pawnee and Seneca as officers were looking for a suspect in a domestic violence case. 23-year-old Derek Johnson fit the suspect description but rode off when they tried to stop him. Officers say Johnson then abruptly stopped, causing a patrol car to bump his bicycle from behind. Johnson suffered only minor injuries. While Johnson was not the suspect they were looking for, he was booked on multiple charges, including possession of meth. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is launching a new internet tool to boost communication between citizens and City Hall. It's called AccessWichita.com. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Just type in keywords and instantly it will look through the city archives and pull up, you know, several items, but it'll also replace the old reporting app. So if you want to report a pothole or tall grass and weeds, it's a more interactive tool for reporting issues.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A man who was permanently banished from Kansas as a condition of his plea deal in a criminal case is seeking to return to the state with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas. The organization says the punishment harkens back to the vigilante justice of the Old West. A Montgomery County judge will hear oral arguments on August 8th over the motion the ACLU filed last week, pushing for Bo Dana Rupert to be allowed to return to Kansas from Texas.
Republican lawmakers are calling for a federal investigation into tech companies' decision-making.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate how Facebook, Twitter, and Google decide what content appears on their sites. The GOP lawmaker is writing a letter to the agency saying these platforms, quote, control the ads we see, the news we read, and the information we digest, and they actively censor some content and amplify other content based on algorithms and intentional decisions that are completely non-transparent. The FTC has yet to respond. An executive for Google set to testify before a Senate panel Tuesday on alleged censoring, which the company denies. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Researchers are improving screening methods for a devastating disease.
Scientists say they're finding success in a blood test to screen people for possible signs of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. At Monday's Alzheimer's Association International Conference, officials say one test has seen an 88% accuracy rate for indicating Alzheimer's risk. Currently, patients must undergo costly brain scans or spinal fluid tests, which are impractical for regular checkups. About 50 million people around the world have dementia, with Alzheimer's the most common form of the disease. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, it's going to be sunny and quickly heating up this afternoon. We will get to 96 for the high. Dry weather tonight, our low 77, and an excessive heat watch goes into effect on Wednesday and throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow's high 100, 99 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees.
6:33 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Today is July 16th, 2019. On this date in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, Carolyn, and her sister, Lauren Bassett, died when their single-engine plane, piloted by Kennedy, plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Tragic day for another tragic day for the Kennedy family.
Another day when the Kennedys made the headlines.
And there was some, looked into that crash and they figured he got disoriented something.
Yeah, he was flying on instrument. Yeah, he got disoriented.
He was a pilot, and an amateur, obviously. But, my wife was, she's a big Kennedy fan. Loved Mrs. Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy on Assis. And she was onto this story. It was her in the wheelhouse. That was on this date in 1999. Well, it gives new meaning to the term hot chocolate. German authorities say they had to shut down a busy stretch of highway after a truck carrying 17 tons of cocoa caught fire. Police say the fire started as the truck traveled along the Autobahn between
Autobahn des Cocoa.
Berlin and Hamburg.
Schnell.
Yesterday, the driver escaped unharmed, but the cocoa didn't fare as well. It was destroyed in the flames.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The cause of the fire under investigation, but police said it was likely a technical defect with the truck. So, I suppose that if it was burning there, they didn't have any marshmallows that anybody would make s'mores out of, whatever. So that was in Germany, hot chocolate on the highway. Singing, chanting, and lying on the ground in the road, hundreds of people demonstrated yesterday against the construction of a giant telescope on a mountaintop that some native Hawaiians consider sacred. Protests were the latest salvo in a years-long fight that pits scientific discovery against cultural preservation. Scientists hope the massive telescope planned for the site, a world-renowned location for astronomy, will help them peer back to the time just after the Big Bang and answer fundamental questions about the universe. But some native Hawaiians consider the land holy as a realm of gods and a place of worship. So, again, technology colliding with people and what they want to have for their communities. Thank goodness they didn't talk about putting a wind turbine up there. That would really be.
Oh, that's our.
That's ours. And, I think you got to respect people's arguments on both sides, but I'm glad I don't have to flip the coin and make the decision on those things. 6:36 with Steve and Ted, and we do have the story of the scooters. You've heard it this morning with us. We've been talking about it for a while. Scooters are here. Ted, 500 to start.
Yeah, there's already 500 on the streets right now.
And possibly as many as, 1,000 here before too much
maybe
longer?
Maybe 11 or 1,200 in a few weeks here.
So who do we think is going to use these? Just people going down on the weekends and having fun?
Could be. could be downtown residents.
Yep, that's right. You need to go to the grocery store or something. Well, no, you can't carry anything.
It'd be hard to carry some of that stuff. But we'll see how it gets used. Maybe next year when the ballpark is in operation, the scooters will become more viable for things like that.
Maybe a fun thing to do for people on weekends and so forth. And the Mayor Longville said from the start, it's a pilot program. To me, that means it could be we keep it.
Yeah,
don't.
I think that's kind of what they're dipping their toe in the water a little bit. If people love it, they'll continue with it. If it's a bust, they'll say, didn't work for us.
Didn't work.
But they're at least giving it a go.
Well, as I understand it, we're not really investing any money in it as the city is, are they? It's these vendors that are doing it.
Yeah,
right?
They're the ones that are
putting it out there,
doing all the work on this.
All right. Well, just again, as you that was covered in the news conference with the police, you motorists out there, be careful. We don't want anything to happen to somebody out there on the scooters. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, trading action for the cattle complex Monday was mostly negative. They did manage to bounce off the session's lows with the feeders closing slightly higher and the live cattle slightly lower. Our five area feed yards last week sold nearly 104,000 head of cattle in the cash market. The Kansas average steer price was $111.89, up $3 from the previous week. Lean hog futures traded mixed and closed mostly positive yesterday, with several contracts having triple-digit gains. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, 2 cents higher, 108.50. August feeder cattle up a nickel at 141.65. And August lean hogs, 55 cents lower at 80.10. The session highs were made Sunday night for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, and the selling took over as the closes were double-digit losses yesterday. Now, moving the markets are weather, weather forecast, and the flow of speculative money. Wheat harvest is now 57% complete. The five-year average is 71%. Kansas is now 81% harvested. Five-year average is 95%. Corn good to excellent rating is 58%, up 1 point from last week. Soybean rating, 54%, up 1 point from last week. And the overnight trading has brought new lows for the week for our grain and soybean complex. At the moment, September Casey wheat's down 2¾ cents at 4.46¼. December corn down 6¼ at 4.40¾. With November beans down 8¾ cents at 9.11¼. August crude oil trading 2 cents lower, 59.56. August gold $2.70 higher, 1416.20. September S&P 2.5 points higher, 30.19¾. September dollar index 32 cents higher, 96.86. With September Dow Jones futures up 29 points at 27,372. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we have an excessive heat watch through Saturday that covers most of Kansas. And that means that we're going to get serious about temps here in the next few days, getting up around 100 or more. Heat indices could go over 105, 106. What does that mean out on the farm? What does that mean to agriculture right now?
Well, it's not good for the crops. They need a little break from the heat. They also need moisture again. This dry period's catching up with our crops out there. So it does hurt the potential of the crops, you know, growing to their full potential. Now, the other side is also that it's also hard on animals, too, just like it is on human beings. So, you know, when you start getting heat and then you put humidity with it, it makes it very tough on these animals out there.
All right. So, but they have the opportunity to go to the cow pond or whatever, right?
Well, yes, they can go into the ponds, and that is one good thing. All of our ponds are full. It's not like it's been past year. We've had shortages of water. And also, you've got a lot of your feed yards now that do have shade for cattle, too. That also helps out, too.
I never thought of that, but that kind of thing, will that have an impact on the animal's quality of beef, things like that, if they get too hot?
It has an effect on their performance. They won't put on as much weight.
Yeah.
It's kind of like yourself, Steve. If you're outside in that heat and working and stuff, you don't eat as much as you would, you know, if it wasn't so hot. And that does keep them from eating as much also.
Hmm. So you're comparing me to a cow, right?
Yeah, maybe a stag bull.
I only have one stomach, okay?
Boy, wouldn't you be dangerous if you had more than one?
And these things sticking out of the top of my head, Ted, are not horns, okay? All right. Thank you, Tom. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFA, the Money Tracker. Retirement savings gender gap. He's going to tell us about that. Coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.